time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. So?
Good. Good. The lawns are going to do real well here, too.
Yeah. Nice little rainfall.
Hope you get your blades sharpened. You'll be mowing by, I don't know, next Tuesday, maybe?
Yeah, it might be.
A little bit of rainfall overnight. Had just a little over an inch of rain here at our studios, and that seems to be relatively common. Most of the rainfall totals we've been seeing around the region overnight tend to be anywhere from maybe a half an inch on the low end to over an inch and on the high end, and much needed. What did we have? Like less than a third of an inch of rain in the whole month of March?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we had three times in the first day of April what we had the entire month of March.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really living up to the old adage, those April showers. Got one right out of the gate last night. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning. He'd like to tell us what's going on down at WNS Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a couple of used smooth-top built-in cooktops, both in good condition. Six used electric ranges. Got one used gas range, used portable dishwasher. Got to still have that Whirlpool portable air cleaner like new. Used built-in dishwasher, have a couple of those to select from. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Have five used refrigerators. Got a used Maytag washer dryer set. Used power vent gas water heater, natural gas. Used front French door refrigerator near new with dispensers and bottom freezer. And a used front load washer in great condition. Do have new ranges, gas and electric, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Got some excellent buys on some 30-inch gas and electric Amana ranges. Water heaters, gas and electric, they're made in the United States. They carry a 6-year tank warranty, and of course we deliver, install, and take care of the service and take all the old water heater away. Water softeners by Luxor, also an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from WNS. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Well, overnight, of course, we had some of that nice rain, a little over an inch of rain here at our studios, and it's a nice way to kind of get us into the spring season now. We kind of joke that all of a sudden we'll see some activity outside. You'll see a lot more greening up of the lawns and a lot more activity with trees budding and things like that now that we got a little bit of moisture back at us. But, you know, one of the things we'll probably see soon as well is the bane of everyone who loves a nice, lush, green lawn. Soon we'll be fighting the scourge known as the dandelion. They're not dandy.
No.
That was a misnomer. But they are lions, the way they can completely terrorize and take over a lawn. And it doesn't take very long for all that. Anyone who's ever dealt with a dandelion problem, and if you've had a lawn for any length of time, most folks probably have at some time or another, it is a constant battle. You can kill dandelions, and you can prevent them from taking over your lawn. You can do it naturally, organically, or you can do it with chemical controls. The folks at the website betterlawncare.com give us some different ideas of how to deal with those types of things, because dandelions will come in, and they will invade a thin, stressed turf grass. And it's the best way to prevent dandelions is to maintain a dense and healthy lawn, because that makes it hard for the weeds to grow. So if you get a thick, good, vigorous lawn, it'll keep a lot of the weeds out. So good lawn care will certainly help. The challenge of killing dandelions and preventing their turn or their return is really quite simple. They are simple perennials, so they have a long taproot, and that allows them to survive the winter and then to regrow in the spring. Problem is just a tiny little piece of that taproot is capable of forming a new plant. So is anybody who's ever thought that just go out in the backyard and just pull them? You might be pulling off the tops and getting rid of the yellow, but they'll probably be back if that's the case unless you do it properly. New plants will spread. They'll sprout from the seeds. You know, those bright yellow flowers form from those white little puffballs that are full of seeds and then spread around by the wind. Every plant is capable of producing hundreds of seeds, so they multiply very rapidly around the yard and the neighborhood as the winds carry and spread them over several miles. These seeds, once they become airborne, can travel for miles, and they'll germinate throughout the growing season. Now, if you're interested in naturally controlling dandelions, remember, they flower in the spring and again in the fall. And the best time to attack them is actually right after they flower. When they flower and then produce all those little seeds that blow away, it takes out a lot of the plant's energy. So when they finish blooming, they're actually weakened by low food reserves in their tap roots. So that is actually the best time to physically remove them by hand, or if you're going to weed them or dig them out, that would be the best time to do it. You can get most of that tap root out. But when you pull or dig, make sure the soil is moist and remove as much of the tap root as possible. Now, weeding tools, or, you know, there are different types, or they say a flathead screwdriver, for that matter, can all be helpful. You do have to dig a dandelion several times before it quits resprouting. So keep digging the new plants as they return and before they have time to form another large taproot. Also, there's a 20% acidic acid mixture, a horticultural vinegar that can be used to spot spray dandelions. Kitchen-grade vinegar is not an effective herbicide. The acidic content is only 5%, so the concentration needs to be at least 20% to be an effective natural organic weed control. So just the vinegar you have in the cabinet in the kitchen is not going to get the job done. Horticultural vinegar will only kill the dandelion foliage, though, not the taproot. So new plants will return from that taproot. The vinegar is also non-selective, so be careful you only spray the weed foliage because it'll kill any foliage that you spray, including your grass. Also, citric acid is another one, another non-selective organic option. Those are the types of things that have an active ingredient. Burnout is an example of those products. They work the same as vinegar. They'll kill weeds and grass, so be careful you apply it only to the weed foliage. And then there's also corn gluten meal. They say that can sometimes be used as a natural weed and feed. It's been observed to work as a pre-emergent herbicide. It prevents seedlings from developing a root system. It won't kill mature dandelions. Just be aware that the corn gluten meal can be difficult to use as an herbicide. Timing and environmental conditions have to be perfect for it to work. It's a 10% nitrogen by weight, so that makes it a good natural organic fertilizer. Now, if you choose to use chemicals to kill dandelions, remember that selective post-emergence herbicides, often referred to as broadleaf weed control, are the most effective dandelion killers. They're safe for lawns. 2,4-D is an example of a selective and systemic post-emergent herbicide. Late spring and fall would be the best time to use broadleaf herbicides to kill the dandelions. So now is the time to prepare for that early season effort. Now, common brands available to homeowners and can be purchased at garden centers and home improvement stores include things like Spectracide Weed Stop, there's Trimec Lawn Weed Killer, Ortho Weed Be Gone Weed Killer for lawns, Gordon Speed Zone Clear Choice. Clear Choice is a new product. They say that's kind of interesting. It uses micro technology to improve the penetration of the active ingredients into the weeds. Less active ingredients are needed to kill those weeds. Glyphosate is also another. Roundup is the most common brand. It's a very effective weed killer that you can use in landscape beds, sidewalks, and driveways. Glyphosate is a broad-spectrum herbicide. It's non-selective, so as you know, if you've used it in the yard, just like the organic herbicides mentioned above, only spray the target weeds because Roundup will kill everything that's green around it. Roundup is more effective than the natural products because it will kill the entire plant, roots, shoots, and everything. And then there are also crabgrass preventers. These are pre-emergent herbicides. You can apply those in the spring before the weed seeds germinate, and it'll help to reduce the amount of dandelion weed seedlings that germinate and grow in the lawns. It's quite the challenge to try to continue to keep on top of that dandelion activity. I say, you don't, it just doesn't take long. I mean, if you just neglect the lawn for any length of time at all, it's amazing how rapidly those things will set in and get started. And once you have one, it's amazing how many you start to see popping up all over the place. So need to keep ahead of those things. And again, in the fall and also in the spring are times if you're going to try to control those dandelions, that would be the time to do that. So as you make your preparations for any landscaping projects or garden activity that you might be thinking of here this season, you might want to give a little thought to the rest of the lawn as well and take care of those dandelions. You'll be happier for it. I guarantee you your neighbors will be happier as well.
Ah, they're pretty. Just leave them.
Yeah, well, Iowa and Iowa State, Bo, and you and I, they all have gold in their school colors, so I guess if you could mix them with a little red, black, or purple, you'd be, you know, you'd have a spirit-filled lawn. But, yeah, not exactly the way you want to go about doing that, I don't think. Some people eat them.
Yeah.
Some people make wine out of them.
Yeah.
No. Can't say. Have you ever tried any of that stuff?
I haven't.
No. I've not tried any of that stuff either. I'm not really interested in that. I just assume they disappeared off the planet. That would be a better deal altogether. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock. Good selection of models, colors, and prices. Of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Suppliance. And, of course, we do service them if you have problems later. Freezers testing upright. Got Whirlpool, Maytag, and Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Washers and dryers, top load and front load, have tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We offer Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and LG brands. And, of course, we also offer Speedtween washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They carry a full 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor is guaranteed for 5 years and the washer transmission through 15 years. It's Thursday. The pot's on, and I'll be there until 8 this evening. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Hey, enjoy the rainfall. Looks like we're going to have a pretty decent week the rest of the way out, too. It should be comfortable temperatures outside into your weekend. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.